Chase Sexton, Team USA, champion. That had to feel pretty good. Look, yesterday you guys dominated. We all kind of thought that would happen. But when the rains come, shit goes sideways. And you guys still, it didn't, like, you rode as well as you could in these conditions. I thought you all performed pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think yesterday, if it would have stayed dry, it would have been obviously easier on us, just because that's what we're used to. And today was something that I've never ridden before. The track was really thick, and the berms, are you couldn't really trust them. So it took a little bit of a learning curve for me to ride that, and I was just pumped to be consistent was the main goal. Because
were you, like, burying it maybe too much, like, in there, like, going in the berms too hard? Or
yeah, it's just you couldn't come in hard, yeah. But it's a little bit different with the GP lines. The guys ride, I think, a little bit different. They come in straighter, and they turn sharper. So, for me, that's something I had to learn a little bit. And, I was able to learn that fast. Second moto, or our third moto, was I felt really good on the bike. I thought my speed was good. And, honestly, I felt like I had more in the tank. But, like, yesterday, when I threw that away, it can't happen today. So, that's was in the back of my mind, and just wanted to be consistent and bring it home for the team.
You had some vision issues at some point?
Yeah. First moto, I had vision issues. With just a lot of sweat, and it was like blurred vision for half of that moto. So was able, second moto, I had good vision. Just like I said, I was trying to make a pass on Renault. It wasn't really in the cards, I don't think. This is how the track was, and like I said, I didn't want anything to do anything dumb.
Jet, I mean, I don't know how much it mattered or whatever, but you getting to Renault and sort of figuring things out, Jet sucked you guys up pretty quick, and then, you know, like, it didn't help that I think you guys were kind of figuring out, he was probably riding defensive, you're like, where can I go?
So, yeah, yeah. When Jet got close to me, I was trying to take different lines, and I'm like, this ain't it. You kind of have, with a track that's that deep, it's hard to trust different lines, and I was just trying to, I didn't really want to get in the middle of, I didn't want to get into a Jet either, because they obviously were in contention, so I wanted to be smart, and he was riding good. So I'm looking forward to next year and racing him and racing for ourselves again. That'd be fun.
How were the nerves for you? I mean, you've been in big situations before. How were they?
Not great today. it's a different pressure when you have everybody on your shoulders, USA especially, and you're at home, so they expect you to win. And I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Just overthinking. Not overthinking, right. But thinking about today, and the rain didn't help that. Right. So, a lot of pressure. They said it was going to be like that. I didn't really believe them until I woke up this morning.
Yeah. I mean, I was just a mechanic on Team USA, and I felt a lot of pressure, so I can relate. I thought the track wouldn't be this bad as it was. I went to bed at midnight, no rain. I got here at 8, and it was raining a little bit. And then, dude, when you guys went out there, I was like, oh, shit, it's bad.
Yeah. No, it was bad.
Yeah.
It was I don't know if it was as bad as 2018.
No, I don't think so.
It was the same kind of deal with those berms being really soft. It's just something that we don't really ride a lot, just because – one, the riders are different and they ride different. So, it was just overall different scenario for us today. And was proud of the guy, Eli and Justin, and we were able to be consistent. That was good.
How was it being Eli's teammate?
Eli and I actually, we came together good. Yesterday, I bet you we talked for about an hour and 15 minutes at the dinner table, just talking about random stuff. And he opened up a little bit, which is cool. And after racing each other all summer, we didn't have any run-ins, so it was easy to come together, but it was cool to kind of see a different side of him, and now it's back to not hating each other, but I want to win next year, and that's the goal.
The ultimate goal is the medal and the win, but you didn't win your overall class. Does it matter? Or I mean, you're the dude that's, you know, got the speed that we've seen, so does it even taint it at all?
It does matter,
okay,
yes.
Okay.
No, it does matter. Like I said, third moto, I thought I had plenty of speed to win. Yeah. It's so hard when you have a country that you're racing for, and it's not for me. Like, if I go out there and if I fall trying to win, it doesn't hurt as bad when it's just for you. But when you have USA behind you, there's a lot of critics. And
jerk-offs like me saying, why is he doing that and stuff?
Yeah. So if I went out there and tried to make a pass and did something dumb, that wasn't really the smart thing. So I kind of had to, I guess, bite my ego a little bit and not be an idiot. Right. So that was... I wanted to win my class, and
Your dad's advice was, hey, don't be an idiot.
Yeah, he didn't say. Well, he said just don't think about it, which is hard. But like I said, I wanted to win, but it was better for the team that I didn't act like an idiot. So
years from now, no one's going to give a shit how you did in MX3. They're going to say, did you win the medal? That's it. That's how all everybody's going to care.
And it's not like I went out there and got, like, fifth all day. I went two, two, three all weekend, which I should have won on Saturday. But so I was consistent. And against those guys, especially the MXGP, MX3, being able to race those guys, it was cool to be at least – even if I didn't feel like I rode the best today, I still was third. So – it's not so bad.
Congratulations, man. Really cool. Thanks.
Thank you.